Rory, you've had a successful period in New York, and it was important in a couple of roles. You got a couple of games, but some important funds was raised as well. But a great response overall to the trip.
Yeah, listen, Oisin, it was an unbelievable trip for everybody in our group. You know, we had 26 players were able to travel, and you know, the management team and the backroom team, and a few county board officers, and we really enjoyed it. I think the people in New York that you know, brought us out really welcomed us, and you know, treated us with an awful lot of generosity, and we really enjoyed the time, and I think it was beneficial to New York. Unfortunately, they came up short against Sligo, but it was a great experience for us all.
Yeah, and I suppose the important thing out of it was everyone was clubbing together here and trying to improve Donegal football, in which there's badly needed funds required to do, Rory, and to bring it on if you want to get to the top of the train and top of the game.
Ah, absolutely, Oisin, you know, so it is. It was great, you know, Lawrence McGrath, you know, Donegal man, is chairman of the New York County Board, Lawrence, and Keelan McLaughlin, who's chairman of Donegal New York Club. I suppose it was their kind of brainchild. You know, they were anxious to get us out. You know, I've been out with Keelan a number of times training Donegal, New York for him, and you know, we chat down with the county board and we looked at it, and it suited with it being Easter and a lot of our guys being off, and you know, the Donegal, New York club contributed massively to it as well. There's Marty Moss, a guy actually from Fermanagh that we know, headed up the Golf Tassel Committee, and the 12 people working for months and months, I suppose, bringing in sponsorship. You know, they sold out over 60 teams that had to take two courses. You know, most Golf Tassels only have to take one course, so it was a really successful point of view. We made a good bit of money, but most important, you know, I think we established good long-term links with people out there. There was a lot of guys down from Boston and Philadelphia who contributed massively as well. There was an auction and they all contributed in buying various prizes and that sort of thing, and you know, there's a goodwill there to Donegal, and those people are number one Donegal people and number two massive Donegal GAA fans.
Yeah, because when they're so far away from home, they don't get that opportunity to get close to Donegal football. Yes, some get the opportunity to come back maybe during the summer, but they always hold home close to their hearts, and the first thing they always mention is Donegal football.
Absolutely, they're very proud of their heritage, and they're very proud of this team and this group of players. You know, as they have been the team of the last 5 or 6 years, so they have, and they were delighted to meet the boys and interact with them and socialise with them. And I suppose what can't go unnoticed as well, it was a bonding exercise for ourselves as well. You know, it was a great opportunity for us to get away with a lot of new players, and the players to have a bit of downtime, to be honest. Actually, we played the two games, but we went to Madison Square Garden and we watched the New York Knicks, albeit they didn't play that well, and we had the Golf Classic, and you know, a lot of guys got to experience Gaelic Park for the first time, so it was a lifetime, once in a lifetime experience for a lot of guys.
Yeah, I know there's a couple of basketball fans in the Donegal setup. Any of them any good at playing basketball?
Paddy McBrady and Michael Murphy fancied themselves, you know, but yeah. I haven't seen them too much. Paddy wears the hat back the front like the rest of them. But no,
there's no transfer talks them when you're over.
No, they're not tall enough, you know, so they're not, you know. But no, look, to be in Madison Square Garden for them was a good experience as well. And look, we just like to pay a massive thanks to everybody that contributed, particularly, you know, Lawrence put it together. Simon Gillespie from Ballyshannon was the games development officer, and he planned out the whole trip there, to Keelan and Pat McGill and all the committee that really worked hard for us. It was brilliant. Yeah.
Something that could become a regular trip then, or in it was about 8 or 9 years since the last time, so it could become a more regular thing, could it?
Yeah, it won't always fit in to bring the whole team, you know, and you know, from the New York County Board's point of view, they probably want to bring different teams, but what we'd be hoping is, you know, whether it's the whole team or a few guys go out, you know, every year, every second year, and we try to have, whether it's a Golf Classic, and I suppose, you know, a Golf Classic or some sort of fundraising activity, you know, whether it's in New York or Boston, but bring the whole thing together, and that's what we're trying to do. It's an expensive business, running an inter-county team. We have convoy to get finished, we have an awful lot of development squads, it's a big county ourselves, you know, with regards to travel and one thing and another, and you know, we, you know, the bottom line is we need funds, and the people that are prepared to help us, we're more than grateful.
Yeah. And I suppose finally, just the flip side of that is it was a huge boost for New York, and as you mentioned, the guys that come down from Boston and from Philadelphia, to have Donegal there and such a talented team, they get a lift on the opposite end too.
Ah, they did, it was huge, you know. There was Paddy McDevitt was there from Boston, and Paddy brought me out to play 3 summers a long time ago, and the guy Michael McGinty, Sticks McGinty from Ballybuffet, who I played with down, and Eamon Kelly, and then there's Seamus Sweeney up from Philadelphia, and they're really good Donegal people and really good Donegal supporters, and they were definitely very proud people when we were out.